This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, and the Odyssey app. No Kevin today. He will hopefully be back tomorrow, a little under the weather. So Denton Day sitting in for Sheehan. You can find me on Twitter at TheDentonDay. Just had a great conversation with Adam Epstein about the Commanders and their offseason plan for 2025. Ryan Fowler is going to join us at noon to discuss some names that we should start paying attention to in the lead-up to the NFL draft. Maybe talk a little bit of wide receivers with Ryan Fowler. The Commanders need one. It, to me, is very simple. With T. Higgins off of the market, Chris Godwin is the guy they should be targeting. There's a lot of noise surrounding other guys in the NFL. Deebo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, the potential of Devontae Adams. I'd be interested in Devontae Adams coming to Washington, but he did this bit where he's like, I don't want to change my number from 17. I'm not taking 17 away from Terry. Terry has earned 17 in this particular organization, but if he's willing to be a big boy and put that to the side, I'd be very happy to take Devontae Adams. And before I go any further on this one, Max, there's going to be some fans that say, Denton, didn't you see what he said about the Commanders and FedEx Field and their fan base in that chicken wing show? I did see what he said. Newsflash, we all hated the stadium. For a point in time, it sucked. It was a bad stadium. I don't mind that Devontae Adams said that. It's much better now. Anyway, Chris Godwin is the guy that should come in here for Washington and be wide receiver number two to Terry McLaurin. I think he's the package that this organization is missing a little bit on that side of the football. Like, Terry McLaurin is a bona fide number one wide receiver. Full stop. You could argue he's a top 10 wide receiver based on his performance this year with a real quarterback. Is he a top tier wide receiver? No, but he's a full true number one wide receiver, and he's likely going to get some sort of extension this year to keep him around for hopefully his entire career. I think Terry should be a one jersey kind of guy, but it was very clear you need help around him. And Noah Brown was getting to become a really, really like fringe good number two wide receiver. I say fringe because he's a good number two wide receiver. He's not an excellent number two wide receiver, but he's like a really, really great number three wide receiver. So if you can get somebody that is in between Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown on the skill set or the tier list of wide receivers, you're going into 2025 feeling pretty darn good about what you're doing offensively. And Chris Godwin fits that perfectly. He's a really good wide receiver that's been a model of consistency in the NFL. Has he dealt with injury issues? Yes. But if you're going to claim injury issues, this team's not signing a wide receiver in 2025 because every available guy has had injury issues. Cooper Kupp has had injury issues. Deebo Samuel has had injury issues. If you want to go to the draft, unless you're drafting super high, most of these guys have had injury issues of some sort. So the fact that Godwin missed a little bit of time this year for an illegal hip drop tackle, I'm not going to hold that against him. I think Chris Godwin's a really, really good player. And I think he adds to this offense a guy that is a little bit of a bigger body than Terry McLaurin. He measures in at about 6'1 compared to Terry's 5'11, 6'. Not a massive difference, but it's at least nice to have a bigger body guy. But a guy that's a little bit more comfortable hitting some routes over the middle. You know, Terry has a deep route tree. He can run every single route that you're going to ask him to run, and he did run every single route that this offense required of him in 2024. With that said, I don't want to see my number one wide receiver getting lit up over the middle. I don't really want to see anybody getting lit up over the middle, but Chris Godwin has a little bit of a bigger body to where he is more, shall we say, sustainable when taking some of those shots. Remember, the injury to the ankle was an illegal hip drop tackle, or at least it should have been. It might have been one of those things where it was flagged and then it was fined, or it wasn't flagged and was fined. The NFL's fine system is ridiculous, so I can't really remember. But the tackle itself was a hip drop tackle. That's what injured him. So it's not like it's a nagging hamstring thing. It's not like he's always finding ways to be injured. It was one thing that took him out for a majority of the season this year. But if you look at his numbers up until that point, he was having a really good season in Tampa Bay. Through seven games, he caught 50 balls for 576 yards and five touchdowns. If you expand that to a full season of games, that's over 1,000 yards, over 100 catches, and over 10 touchdowns. Now imagine having a guy that can do that and pairing him with Terry McLaurin. And the benefit is you're not spending top dollar on Chris Godwin. You're going to spend a good amount of money, but you're not spending top dollar. He's on the end of a three-year, $60 million contract, so it would be easy to say that you're going to give him a little bit more than that, but I don't think you're getting anywhere near what you're going to consider top dollar. T. Higgins, if he gets a long-term extension, is going to be getting Brandon Ayuk kind of money. Ayuk is on a four-year, $120 million contract. That's $30 million per season. It feels like Chris Godwin is within the range of $24 to $26 million. And if you're paying that for wide receiver two, you're extending Terry McLaurin. I feel pretty good about that. And I feel really good about that compared to the other options that are going to be around for Washington. Look at everybody else. Deebo Samuel is not a guy that's going to fit here. I don't even know what Deebo Samuel actually is on offense. They used him all over the place in San Francisco, but they used him all over the place to the point where I don't know what his identity is as a football player. Is he a wide receiver that can run a great route tree? I guess they didn't really use him as such. You know, it was very interesting in watching that offense with Deebo Samuel and without Deebo Samuel because there was a massive difference when they were without him, but it also felt like when they were with Deebo Samuel, there were games where he wasn't a massive factor. You know, he's going to command big-time money because in the brain of Deebo Samuel, he is one of the top, you know, 15 to 20 wide receivers, where I think you can make the case with Chris Godwin that he's more in that 20 to 25. You're still going to get good money there if you're Godwin, but he's not a top 10 to 15 wide receiver the way that Deebo Samuel is. But if you look at every single statistical number that Deebo Samuel puts up, that's not a top 15 wide receiver.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
His best year was 2021. He had 1,400 yards, 6 receiving touchdowns. He had 8 rushing touchdowns as well because they used him in a bunch of different ways. That's the only time he's had 1,000 yards receiving in his NFL career. Like, isn't that nuts to sit down and think about? Because for so many years, the assumption was that Deebo Samuel was this true number one wide receiver. People were having conversations not long ago from a national perspective about Deebo and Terry being in the same category as a wide receiver. Having that conversation now, it feels like I'd be talking to someone who's hitting the smack. Terry McLaurin is way better than Deebo Samuel, but Debo's going to be coming in and asking for Terry McLaurin kind of money. I'm not willing to give him that. This organization hired a group of analytics dorks, and I say that with respect. A year ago, or almost a year ago, we were raving about all of these Ivy Leaguers that were in the front office in positions that we don't normally care about, but it was a slow time in the offseason before training camp, and we needed something to get our rocks off a little bit in the world of media. So we see all these dudes in the front office from Penn, from Brown, Stanford, like all of these critically acclaimed schools and schools that you think are just filled with geniuses. They're an analytics group. There is no amount of analytics that's going to tell you that Deebo Samuel is worth the Terry McLaurin money. With Deebo, you're paying him for the threat of what he could be. And I feel like with Chris Godwin, you're paying him for the consistency that he brings, because Godwin is by far the more consistent of the two players. He had 1,000 yards prior to this year in the last three seasons. He had 1,300 yards in 2019. He won a championship with Tom Brady. You want to talk about maybe some of the things that are outside of the on-the-field stuff. This organization is attempting to build a culture. He was a part of a cultural change in Tampa Bay led by Tom Brady. That's a pretty good guy to kind of learn under. So him joining what Washington is trying to build, that feels like offensively you get better immediately, and in the locker room you get better immediately, and you're not paying the premium that you would have to pay for T. Higgins. If somebody is going to take T. Higgins away from Cincinnati, you're giving him at least $30 million per year. And as great as I think T. Higgins is, I think he's the best hands catcher in the NFL. I think he has the strongest hands in the NFL. I'm not paying him $30-plus million per year. If you can get a guy like Chris Godwin for the neighborhood of 24 to 27, I feel way more comfortable with that. And I think he pairs with what Terry McLaurin is as a wide receiver, and then you can look in the draft. We got the combine coming up. There's going to be at least a wide receiver too that's going to shock the world potentially with the burners and run something like a 4.3, maybe a 4.2. You can go find that guy, have him be your speed guy. So you get Terry, you get Godwin, you get Noah Brown, you get a speed guy. You keep either Zach Ertz or you will elevate Ben Sinnott. That's a pretty good list of skill position guys for Jaden Daniels to throw to in year number two. Now, the guy that I'm absolutely out on, I'm not sold on Deebo Samuel. I think he's a little bit overrated. The guy that I'm absolutely out on is Cooper Kupp. I want nothing to do with Cooper Kupp. Absolutely nothing. He had a top five season in 2021. At no point did I ever think that Cooper Kupp was a top five wide receiver in this league. I'd never thought he was a top 10 wide receiver in this league. He was really, really good with Sean McVay and Matt Stafford when they took the league by storm. And outside of that, he has been just kind of an above average wide receiver, a good wide receiver in a really good system that benefits wide receivers. But it was no shock to me that a rookie in Puka Nacua came in and was immediately better than Cooper Kupp. I want absolutely nothing to do with him in the burgundy and gold. It would be overpaid. I don't even know what the contract would look like. But whatever it would be overpaying for Cooper Kupp. Unless you're giving him like some sort of veteran minimum, like 1 year, $12 million, I don't want anything to do with that. To the point where, and Max, this is where I'm going to need a little bit of help from you. Brian, our podcast guy, this is where I'm going to need a little bit of help from you. Hold me accountable, but also clip this up so I can be held accountable by the internet. And the internet loves to hold people accountable. I have not shaved my face, fully shaved my face, since the year of our Lord 2015. If you look at your calendar right now, it's just about 10 years. It's just about 10 years. I think I look like a turtle without a shell when I shave my face, so I do not do it. I say that to say, if Cooper Kupp ends up as a member of this organization, I am clean shaving my face as a form of protest. Wow. I'm not going to hold it for that long because, again, I look like a turtle without its shell. And because I'm bald, you can't be bald and not have a beard. Yeah. You look like a thumb. I don't want to look like a thumb. But if this organization signs Cooper Kupp, I am clean shaving my face in a form of protest. I don't want him at all. Give me Chris Godwin or give me somebody in the draft. I don't need Stephon Diggs. Let him go to Houston. He has never left a place better than he has found it. So I don't want anything to do with Stephon Diggs. And everybody else is old. Keenan Allen is old. Brandon Cooks is old. And everybody else outside of that, I don't really want.
Amari Cooper?
Nothing to do with Amari Cooper. He's not quite like shave my face bad the way the Cooper Kupp is, but I want nothing to do with Amari Cooper because Amari Cooper was supposed to be the guy that was the saving grace in Buffalo. He caught a touchdown on his first game when, you know, when Keon Coleman drew it up, hey, you're supposed to do this route. He caught the touchdown, and then it felt like I never heard or saw him again in a Buffalo uniform.
It's fair.
I want nothing with Amari Cooper, but Cooper Kupp is like the bottom of the barrel when it comes to wide receiver options. I'd rather them elevate Luke McCaffrey and give him a bigger role. One, my wallet would like that too. Although, I don't know, we might have to have a conversation in our next segment, Max, about how we're going to handle Luke McCaffrey anytime touchdowns in 2025 because I lost a good bit of money in the betting of
Luke
McCaffrey
touchdowns. We're going to make it all back, Denton, I swear.
I saw my opening night, I'm betting a Luke McCaffrey touchdown.
Of course.
I don't care. I don't care who they're playing, where they're playing. I am betting a Luke McCaffrey touchdown.
I will be there.
The first week. But I would much rather see a guy like Luke get elevated than some of these old-ass dudes or a Cooper Kupp. I'd rather see you go to the draft and draft two wide receivers than some of these old-ass dudes or Cooper Kupp. It really is coming down to Chris Godwin, a flyer on Davante Adams, or go somewhere else. Or build something else up. Because these other dudes, you're not getting the bang for your buck. And you're not getting a guy that's going to come into your organization. And I think make you significantly better for the price tag. And I just really don't want Cooper Kupp. I was stunned at the people that fell for the illusion that Cooper Kupp was a top five wide receiver. Because he had one good season with a pissed off Matt Stafford. And a guy in Sean McVay that finally found his long lost soul brother in Matthew Stafford. They're vacationing in Cancun. I think they'll be able to make offenses work in the NFL. But they're getting rid of him for a reason. If Sean McVay is getting rid of somebody, they're getting rid of him for a reason. Watch how Jared Goff looks without Ben Johnson this year. I think you're going to see a little bit of differences there because people are going to point to it. Well, Denton, he traded Jared Goff. Look how he looked. Watch what he does without Ben Johnson. Sean McVay ain't getting rid of anybody that he doesn't think is good. And if Sean McVay can't put you in positions where you can be successful, there's not a lot of guys in the NFL that can. He is the best in the business at that. Who do you want? Washington to sign at wide receiver now that T. Higgins is off of the market. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. We got a phone line or two open at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. If you got takes, we will take them when we get back. Ryan Fowler is going to join us at noon here on the program. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.